Back now with Day to Day. It's June, meaning colleges have emptied out. Many college students find themselves, though, in a financial predicament. They have a large amount of debt, and with the current job market and the high cost of gas and food, some of these grads are finding they cannot afford to live on their own. So, where do they go? Well, Michelle Singletary is here, our financial guru. And Michelle, I remember you saying on this very program that if you're a college grad and you don't have enough money, you should go back home. So
that's exactly right. And that's what they're doing. See, I proved to be right.
Right.
You know, Monster Track did a survey of college grads and entry-level employees and found that 48% of graduates plan to return home.
That's nearly half. That's amazing.
It's amazing. And many of them are citing student loan debt, credit card debt, and the fact that they just can't afford to get an apartment and pay for a car loan and do all the things that real adults do. So they're moving back to their room with the little teddy bears and, and footballs on the walls.
Well, I can see how that might not be such a welcome idea for the parents.
You know, many parents balk at that. Some say you're not coming back here. And many have embraced that. They realize that it's hard out there. And they say, come on home, let me help you. And you know what? It's okay if that is the situation in your house. There was a time where adults did come back home until they got married, really.
Mm-hmm. And in a lot of countries, that is still the norm. Why might that not be a good idea, though?
If you have a college graduate who just has not displayed any financial, smarts, then this may not be a good idea, because all they're going to do is come back home and just really live off of you instead of living in a way that can get them out there on their own. They become more dependent. And so if you've got that kind of person, you may want to just close the door and say, you know, I appreciate it's hard for you, but you need to get one or two or three roommates. Don't buy that new car, you know, get a second job. But if you've got a responsible grad who's just having a difficult time, took on too much debt, and you want to give them some breathing room, then it's okay to let them come home.
So, Michelle, there should be some ground rules, right?
Absolutely.
On both sides. So what should they be?
The first thing is you need to determine how long they're going to stay. When they come back and say, I need some time, you need to both sit down and figure out how much that's going to be, whether it's going to be 6 months or a year or 2 years. You need to put a cap on it. In fact, I think you need to do a rental agreement. Now, I know some people out there thinking, oh, but this is my baby and this isn't a business transaction. It absolutely is a business transaction. And, you know, even if you trust that they're going to pay you and everything, you really need to lay everything out. What are they going to pay per month? What are they going to contribute in addition to the rent? Talk about visitors, overnight visitors, or the lack thereof in my house. Whether they're going to bring their, you know, get a pooch, you know, all the kinds of things that happen when you have a roommate, really.
So, and what about on the other side? What should, if they can be in any position to demand anything, but what should returning children ask from their parents?
Well, you know, I may want to ask their parents to respect some of their privacy, but recognize that they are moving into somebody else's home. The one thing I tell parents in particular, when you do that rental agreement, is that you ought to have some accountability. If that grad is coming home to save and pay off debt, you ought to have them show you proof that that's what they're doing. So they ought to show you their savings account. They ought to show you their budget, what they're making. You know, they ought to show you a debt payment plan. You ought to be able to see everything. And if they don't want to show you that documentation, then you need to say, you know what? Here's the listings for the local apartments in our area.
I love you, but here's the door.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
That's Michelle Singletary, our personal finance guru. She writes the Color of Money column for The Washington Post. And you can subscribe to her podcast by going to our website, npr.org/daytoday.